You are Locked On Packers, your daily Green Bay Packers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're going to be okay.
It is time. It is time.
I feel like we can run the table. I really do.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for SB Nation. I cover the NFL around the internet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you find podcasts. You will find Locked On Packers. And anytime you want to hit us up on the Locked On Packers fan hotline, you can do that at 920-341-3775. Going to be a short pod today on Friday ahead of the game on Sunday between the Packers and the Vikings. I hope everyone enjoyed their Thanksgiving. The Falcons losing helps Green Bay's playoff chances with the wild card, a game the Lions probably should have won. They give away to the Chicago Bears because Matthew Stafford couldn't stop throwing it to the people in the wrong uniforms. But none of that matters if Green Bay doesn't win on Sunday. And so in that spirit, we're going to talk about some of the injuries and where the team stands heading into the game on Sunday. So we know Mike Daniels is out, and it sounds like he might miss the rest of the regular season. And potentially longer with that foot injury. Did not sound this week like someone who intends to come back. It's someone who wants to come back and would like to come back and help this team, but may just simply not be able to. So that's going to mean more snaps for Tyler Lancaster. That's going to mean more snaps for Montrevious Adams. James Looney, the sixth round pick, is going to get the opportunity to play a little bit. Had spent the entire season on the practice squad. So Green Bay's run defense, which has not been great this season, takes another hit. Now, part of the reason it hasn't been great, and we've discussed this on the show, is the fact that Mike Pettine has prioritized the passing defense over the run defense, and I think smartly so, and basically said, if you want to run, feel free. Even a good running offense is only going to produce 4.5 yards a carry, whereas a even just decent passing offense is going to give 6 yards per attempt. And so even when you're not getting, you might get 0 with an incomplete, but then you're going to get 13 on another one, and then that balances out to 6. That's how math works. I didn't invent it. That's just how it works. And he rightly believes that the best way to defend a team is through passing defense. That is going to be stressed this week. Bashaud Breeland did not participate all week. He is questionable. I would say more likely that he is doubtful for this game. And that is a hit to the secondary that is already without Kevin King. Now, the Friday assigned participation was limited, which means Kevin King is making progress on that hamstring. He's listed officially as questionable. My guess would be you test him pregame. If he feels okay, you put him out there because Green Bay is going to need the help against Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen. My guess would be is you let Jaire Alexander take one of those guys, and then you have Josh Jackson on the other with help. And that's going to be the plan, would be my guess. Now, Mike Pettine is going to be more creative than that and find ways to get different kinds of matchups and throw them at Kirk Cousins, who has had a propensity to throw the ball to the other team this season. So he had his best game maybe of his career in terms of just the way that he looked, the ability to lead his team back, everything. And you put it all into context. Kirk Cousins was outstanding against the Packers for 55 minutes and then threw 2 late game interceptions, only one of which counted. So, you know, this is going to be really important for Green Bay with their secondary, especially with Mike Daniels out. That's a pass rush weapon that they lose. So they're going to have to be better on the back end. Raven Green also did not participate all week with the ankle injury. So that means it's going to be Josh Jones's show at safety. I would expect that means more Ibrahim Campbell, potentially more Oren Burks on early downs. And it's going to stress this passing defense. This is how Mike Pettine has set this team up. And if he doesn't have the guys out there who can execute, if you don't have your, if not your best corner, your second best corner, and certainly two of your three best with Breshad Breeland, then a team like Minnesota with two significant talents at receiver, they become a lot more potentially explosive because you're playing against Josh Jackson. Now, I would say that Jackson, you know, he is due for a good game, but that doesn't mean he'll get one. A player struggling does not make him more likely over a period of weeks, more likely to have a good game simply because he adds bad weeks. Sometimes that just means they're not very good. It's too soon to say that about Josh Jackson, but he has not shown the kind of flashes in the regular season that he showed in preseason and in training camp. So we'll see what he's able to do against a good receiving group. I mean, those top two plus Laquon Treadwell plus Aldrick Robinson, they have Rudolph, the tight end. They use Dalvin Cook in the passing game as well. So this is a good offense that they're facing that's going to score points. And Green Bay is going to have to not only stop them, but be able to score as well. And those have been some of the problems. And, you know, you look at, you know, these games on Thursday and you say, you know, if Chase Daniel was able to get to 23 against the Lions, why did Aaron Rodgers struggle so much to do that? Now, obviously, Mason Crosby and his struggles had a big part to play in all of that. But Green Bay's offense averaging, you know, just a shade over around 24 points a game in this year of offense, when teams are scoring 30 every week and scoring 50. I mean, two teams scored 50. The Saints have scored 50 this season. So that Green Bay can't do it is really an indictment of the players' execution. I mean, there was the Brett Favre comment that it's not on Mike McCarthy, it's on the players to play better. They've got some bad luck. The injuries obviously play a huge factor here. But there is some good news in that front. Randall Cobb practiced all week, albeit in a limited fashion. He is questionable. My assumption, again, is he's going to test it and be a true game-time decision as to whether or not he could play. And just getting him back, a receiver that Aaron Rodgers trusts to be in the right place, is something that I think this offense really needs. Now, in that vein, Jake Kumerow was also activated off IR, can come back this week. I would expect he's going to play snaps. And there's been a lot of jokes about, oh, you know, touchdown Jesus, this is the galvanizing moment this team needs. And they're jokes, but what I will say is Kumerow played his way into more starter snaps. He ran with the first team in OTAs and mini camps because he played his way into those positions, played with Aaron Rodgers in the preseason. That is a limited sample size. But it is a sample size that says Aaron Rodgers believes in Jake Kumerow to be where he needs to be. And that is just not something that Green Bay has been able to consistently say about Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Equanimeous St. Brown. They've been defended differently. They've been defended a little bit more aggressively. You want to beat us? You're going to have to beat more press coverage, more bump and run coverage. And it's going to be up to those rookies to adjust to that. But someone like Jake Kumerow, even just that extra year that he has in the league, even though he was not a contributing player in the regular season, practicing all those things, he is a potentially more reliable piece, even if he's less purely talented. So if he can come in and add some consistency to this offense and these receivers in the way that they're able to run routes and be where Aaron Rodgers wants them to be, then it is true that he can come in and have an impact on this team right away. So getting him back could be impactful. And speaking of impactful in the passing game on offense, Jimmy Graham, who is attempting to play through a broken thumb, was a limited participant on Thursday and Friday. Obviously, again, they did not actually practice, but was designated there. It sounds like he's going to play. And in a game that Green Bay is probably going to have to score 27, 28, 30 points to win, given the where their defense is with injuries and where the Vikings offense is capable of exploiting this team, Green Bay needs Jimmy Graham to be healthy. And they would really like to have Randall Cobb in this game. If they could get closer to that, if they can get closer to full strength, with Aaron Jones and what he's been able to do in the running game, and Randall Cobb getting back, and Jimmy Graham, and Jake Kumerow. Now suddenly, you've got pieces in this offense that understand what Aaron Rodgers wants and likes. They're veterans. They can take advantage of institutional knowledge and just experience to create some continuity and consistency in this game. Green Bay needs that from this offense. They need a breakout performance. I mean, I can't remember an Aaron Rodgers season. Even in 2015, when the offense sputtered, they had some early season success. And the offense looked really good. Well, we haven't really seen this offense look really good, except for in fits and starts. Really just the second half of the Chicago game was the only time we saw this offense look the way that we think they're capable of looking, and they've still yet to play a full game where they look like that. This Sunday would be a great time to start. And although we are doing a shorter podcast today, I still have to tell you about our sponsor, Action Heat. Action Heat makes the world's best battery-heated clothing, heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. Make winter activities more enjoyable with a blast of warmth. Action Heat is the perfect solution to keep you toasty and warm even in the most frigid weather. They've got heated jackets, socks, gloves, hats. My wife wears a heated vest at work because they keep the office so cold. This is a great time as the weather turns colder to give yourself a little treat, because right now, Locked On Packers listeners get 20% off your entire order when you go to actionheat.com/lockedon to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's actionheat.com/lockedon, or use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout to save 20%. All right, I'm going to go against my general tendency with these things. I think Minnesota and Green Bay are dead even. I thought the point spread didn't make sense from the start. That game opened Minnesota as a 5-point favorite. That has come down to more like 3.5, which is where I think right around where it should be. If Green Bay were healthier, I would feel much better about picking the Packers. I still am going to do that. I'm going to pick the Packers. I think this is a game that can start. They have the easiest schedule in the league down the stretch by win-loss record. And I think that this team knows it. They're desperate. Aaron Rodgers is desperate. And I just can't, even though there's not a lot of evidence that this team is capable of winning a game on the road. In fact, there's no evidence of that so far. They haven't won one. And there's no evidence that they can play four quarters, because they haven't. I think in this spot, I'm just going to have to go with my instincts and say Aaron Rodgers in a game he has to have in the regular season. That's what I'm going to pick, and that's what I'm going to lean on, because I have faith in the talent on this team, and Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers, obviously. And I think there's too much pride and too much talent on this team to go quietly into the night. So I look for a spirited, hard-fought game from the Packers. And I think they pull it out and give themselves some momentum coming down the stretch. We'll be back on Monday to talk about the game and then look forward to the rest of the season, if there is a season to look forward to after Sunday. This is not a must-win game, but it is pretty close. Green Bay needs a lot of help, and they got it with the Falcons losing, but there's still teams like Carolina and Washington and Seattle are going to have to lose some of these games down the stretch here. They've got tough windows, but if you lose to Minnesota, that puts Minnesota in prime playoff position. Right now, the odds favor Minnesota to do that. So if Green Bay can beat them, that totally flips those odds and gives Green Bay a much, much, much better chance of getting into the playoffs. So I'm going to take the desperate team quarterbacked by Aaron Rodgers. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. Subscribe to the show. Like us on Facebook. Give us a rating. Leave a review, let other people know why you like listening to Locked On Packers, and always hit me up on the Locked On Packers fan hotline at 920-341-3775 to let me know how you are staying Locked On Packers.